Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, taking a look at Mishnah Hey of the fourth Perek. The end of Mishnah Dalet in the fourth Perek. Oved Kochavim Matel, Oved Kochavim Shalom V'Shel Chaviro. A non-Jew can negate or cancel the Avodah Zarah of his own or another non-Jew. A Jew does not have that ability. Now, if you cancel it out, it cancels also the appurtenances that come along with it, that are used for it. But if you only cancel out some of the appurtenances, they become mutar, but the Avodah Zarah still is asur. Now, Rebbe taught his son our Mishnah. So Amrali Rebbe said, Abba, Shanita Lanu Bialdutcha, when you were younger, it doesn't mean when you were very young, because it's his son talking, you taught us, Oved Kochav Matal, Avodah Kochav Mishalov, Vishel Yisrael, that he can cancel out the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara asks, Di Yisrael Mikam Avatla, you can't cancel Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Vasam Baseter Ktiv, we already learned from the Pasuk, Vasam Baseter, that that's when it was already worshipped, and then, it's not workable. So, Am Rabbi Hillel Bered Rabbi Volos, Lo Nitzucha, rather Sheishto Bat Shutafut. That is talking about a case where the non-Jew and the Jew own the Avodah Zarah together. Meaning that was the case that Rebbe originally said the Goy could cancel the Jewish Avodah Zarah. V'yalduto Maikasav is Zignato Maikasav. So why did he change his mind? V'yalduto Savar, when he was younger, he thought, Yisrael Adaitin of Kochavim Palach. The Jew is worshipping based on an assumption about the Goy worshipping, and he's following along. Since the Goy cancelled out his own association with the idol, Yisrael Namivatla, so that cancels the Jews. When he got older, he realized Yisrael adatid Nafshe Palach. He's worshipping based on his own intent. The Goy only cancels his own thing. The Yisrael Obatel, the Yisrael's isn't cancelled, and the Yisrael's own interest can't be cancelled. Now, Ikedamat Ila Seifa, some people learned Hillel Beredi Rabbi Volos's solution, that the circumstance is a co-owned thing as a comment on our Seifa, not about the Rabbi Shimon issue. Yisrael in Avatavar Kochavim Shal Avod Kochavim. A Jew cannot cancel out the Avodah Zarah of a Goy. And we said Pshita, that is an obvious statement. So I'm Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Volos, Monitzu Chashish Tobah Shutfut. It must be talking about a case where they were Shutafut. Kashtlan Yisrael Hudalom Avatavar Kochavim. Only the Jew cannot cancel out the Goy's part. The Goy can cancel out his part, meaning he can cancel out the Avodah Zarah, and now that part is mutar, and the fact that he's joined with a Jew doesn't wreck that possibility. Now, some people learned this comment of Hillel as being a comment on a Breita Shema Menasseh, who says, Avodah Kochavim Shal Yisrael, Ein la betela olamit, which means a Jewish Avodah Zarah belonging to a Jew can never, ever, ever be canceled. My olamit. Why does it say ever, ever? Why does it use that word olamit? Even though a goy is a co-owner, Yisrael adatid in Avshe Palach, teaching that the Jew's worship is of his own volition and his own interest, and therefore the goy canceling it doesn't do anything. And it's really kind of like our first answer. Okay, now the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah, hey, Ketzad Mevatla, how do you negate or cancel an Avodah Zarah, an idol? Kata Rosh Ozna, if he cut off the tip of the ear, or Rosh Chodma, the tip of its nose, Rosh Etzba, the tip of its finger, Pichasav Bishlo Chisra, or mashed it, even though it didn't diminish its mass, Bitla, then it's Bata. But Rak Befaneha, if he'd spit in the face of the idol, or he shtin fanah, urinated in front of it, gerara, or he dragged it, zorak batatsoa, or he threw feces at it, that's not batel, because, as we saw earlier, that's an expression of his anger with the idol, as he believes the idol really has power, and then he's going to go up and appease to it. Let's leave the end of the Mishnah for a moment and go to the beginning of the Gemara. Kilochis of my bitla, if in the case of pichus, of mashing, he didn't take anything away, where's the beetle? Bifaneha, he actually smashed it on its face. Really an act of degradation. How do we know that if he gets angry in the idol and does something really degrading to it, that's not bitul? When the people who went to idols end up being hungry, he'll end up getting angry and curse his king and his gods. Ufana l'male, he'll look heavenwards. What's the next pasuk? V'al eretz yabit, he'll look down. V'hinei tzara v'chashicha, etc. Meaning the afagav v'kilam akov elohav. Ufana l'male, even though he cursed his gods and looked up, he'll still look down to his idols. In other words, he hasn't separated from them. So his act of anger towards the idol and acting in a degrading way doesn't mean that he's necessarily canceled it out. It's just emotional. But when he actually goes and cuts the nose off, the ear off, mashes it, that's already bitul. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Machra o mishkana. If he sold or used the idol as a pledge, Rabbi Amar bitel, Chachamim lo bitel. Machloket Rabbi Chachamim, if that's considered bitul. Now, machra o mishkana. Remember, bitul is all about the goy's intent, not what really happens, but what he imagines when he's acting this way. Rabbi bitel, etc. Now we have a machloket. Zira Rav Yochanan, Rav Yirmei Bar Bar Rav. Charamar, we don't know who, machloket but sorefo but kochavim. That the machloket, Rabbi Chachavim, is if he sold it to a non-Jewish smith. And the notion is that this non-Jewish smith is going to take the material of the idol and maybe melt it down or maybe not. But sorefi sorefo, but if he gave it to a Jewish smith, Tivra Kol Bitel, everybody will agree it's Batel, because obviously the Jewish smith is going to melt it down, and the Goy, that's his understanding. When he gives it to him, this idol's done. V'charamar, the other one said, with Tzoref Yisrael Machloket. The Machloket is, if he gives it to a Tzoref Yisrael, a Jewish smith. Now, Ibai Elohu, with Tzoref Yisrael Machloket, now we don't understand what he means by that. Does he mean there's only a Machloket about that? Tzoref Yisrael Tivra Kol Lo Bitel, that if he gives it to a non-Jewish smith, then everybody agrees it's not Batel? Odilma ben bazeh machloket. Maybe according to that opinion, the machloket is across the board. So the answer is Toshma de Amar Rebbe. Nirin dvarai mi kshimachra l'chabala. Rebbe said, I think that my position is the correct one. When you sell it for destruction, with yivrei chavirai shimachra l'ovda, and my colleague's position should be the right one when you sold it for worship. Now, my l'chabala, my l'ovda, what do those two terms mean? If you think it means literally to destroy it or to worship it, why would anybody have a different position? Meaning, if you sold it for worship, obviously not batel. If you sold it for destruction, obviously it is batel. Ela lav lav lechabala means lemishatid lechabla. So somebody who will ultimately destroy it, umano tzoref Yisrael. You sold it to a smith who's Jewish. Leovda means lemishatid leovda. Somebody who may indeed worship it, umano tzoref oved kochavim. So therefore, Rebbe said, I think my position should be the accepted one if you sold it to a Tzoref who's Jewish, who will eventually destroy it. And I think Chachamim's position is right, which means that from Rebbe's presentation, the Machloket is across both the stations, and Rebbe's just saying, I should concede here and they should concede there. Ushmamina bemezah bemezah Machloket. Good. The answer is lo, not necessarily. Hachi kamar, this is what Rebbe meant. Amar Rebbe, nirin dvarai lichavirai. Not mechavirai. Not my words are more correct than theirs, but rather they accept my words. When you sell it for destruction, meaning they agree with me when you sell it to a Jewish smith that it's batel. Sha'af chavirai lo nechleku alai elek shemachra lo ovda. They only disagreed when you sold it to somebody who may worship it. Well, chablad modeli, they agree. Okay. Meitave, watch this challenge. Let's say you bought coins from pagan. You found avodah zarah among the coins. You found little images or little trinkets. Remember, the only kinyan for avodah kochavim is maot. So if you didn't yet pay and you already took them, yachzir, just give them back. If you already paid, take those avodah zarah, throw them away, you lost them, and destroy them. If you agree that the machloket is when the smith is Jewish, because here it's a Jewish guy buying the stuff. So Hamani Rabbanani, then the author of that braita is the Rabbanan. And they say, even Mitzorif Yisrael, it's not batel. But if you say the machloket is Mitzorif Ovid Kochavim, Mitzorif Yisrael Divrei HaKol Bitel, but if you say that everybody agrees, as we just posited what Rebbe really meant, that everybody agrees that if you give it to a Jewish smith, it's batel, then Hamani, then nobody could be the author of this bright about the Gruta Ot, because it should be batel. The answer is Shani Hatam, da data de Gruta Ot Zavin, adata de Mokochavim lo Zavin. This is different, because the guy sold you coins. He didn't think there was Avodah Zarah there. He wasn't canceling anything. That was a mistake. But in the first case, he gave you an idol, assuming you're going to destroy it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, watch this bright. Lava Aleha, if you borrowed money on the idol, used it as a pledge or security. Oshana flala mapolet, or it was under a cave in and you didn't dig it out, as you'll see. Oshikanavu al listim, or thieves took it and you didn't go after them. Oshinichuam baalim valchum del tayam, or the owners simply left it behind and they went on a journey far away. If they are going to return like Mechamet Yoshua, that's a strange phrase, we'll fix it. Then it's not canceled, any of those cases. Now, the first comment is tzricha. We need all four cases. If we only had the first case of borrowing and said it's not bata, we'd say midolozav nalobatla, because after they could have sold and gotten the same money, not as a loan. The fact he didn't do that means he's not mevatel. Aval nafal lemapolot, but if it's buried, because he's not digging it out, I would think that he's mevatel it. So I need the mapolet. V'itana nafla la mapolet. If I had the case of the mapolet, because he thinks it's lying there. Whenever I want it, I'll get it. Aval ganvu al listim, but thieves took it. He doesn't run after it, betula batla. He must have given up on it. Tzricha. So therefore, I need that case. V'itana ganvu al listim, if I only had that case, meaning the first three, I would reason as follows. V'shim nesavra yobid kochav mishakala, if the thief is a goy, a pagan, so miflach palachla, he'll worship it. So my God is still alive. Yisrael shakala, if it's a Jew, I did it damei yikarin, since it's valuable, mazbin alvid kochav mishakala, he'll sell it to a pagan who will worship it. That's what he thinks. Doesn't matter that we wouldn't do that. The fact is, that's what he thinks, and therefore, he's not mevatel it. Aval hinichua ba'alim achum datayam, but if they left it behind and went on a journey, but if they left it behind, the fact they didn't take it with them means they were mevatel it. Tzricha. So I need all four. Now, what does that mean? Hein abatela? Mechamet Yoshua, we had our harder. Since when did the goyim and Mechamet Yoshua come back? They were wiped out. So hachikamar, this is what it means. Imatidin lachzor, then hareyoku Mechamet Yoshua. It means that if this guy is going to come back for his idol from the trip, then we regard it just like Avodah Zorah when Yoshua came into the land. Vein labatela. Because think about this. When Yoshua came into the land, why didn't they just grab some givoni or some complicit goy and have him walk around and say, you're nothing, you're nothing, you're nothing, and mevatel all the asherot and everything else and save a lot of destruction? Obviously, he couldn't do that. So, v'lama v'mit l'muhammad Yoshua, why did the Brita rope in Muhammad Yoshua into this? The answer is, milta agav orcha kamashla, it's teaching us something very valuable incidentally, meaning along the way. Can I view it on Rav? Rav, you have the failing psak, we saw it earlier with the egg. Yisrael says, akafla v'ner shtachavot la'avau k'chom shtachavela. If a Jew set up a brick in order to worship it, and a goy came along and bowed down to it, asra, it's already asr. Menalan davas, or why should it be asr? After all, ein adam osed the rashi nishalo. Now, if somebody comes and bows to my house that is an asr. Amar belazar kitchila shalay tisrael, because it works like the first time he came in Israel. Da amar rachmana, asari asherim tisrufun reish. You have to burn down the asherot. Mechti yerushayila meavotem. After all, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us from Avram. Ein adam osed rashi nishalo. Nobody can prohibit, can ban something it doesn't belong to him. So how does their worship of a tree make it an asherot? And if you think that maybe there are people there originally, be pitula ba'almasagilo. Just be mevatelet. Get someone in mevatelet. The answer is, since the Jews worshipped the egel, that shows that they really wanted avodah zarah. Chiatov de kochavim, when the goyim came and worshipped, shlichatayu didu avdi, they're doing the shlichut of Bnei Yisrael. And that's why they asherot work. And based on that, Hachnami Yisrael Zakafena, when a Jew sets up a brick for worship, Galya Datid Nechalev Rokochavim, obviously he wants Avodah Zarah. Chatov Rokochavim Palachlo, when the guy comes and bows to it, Shlichuta Didei Kovid. He's doing his agency and he's not answering the Rosh Hashanah. He's really working with the Jew. That's why it works. I have a Dilma Be'egalud Nechalu. Maybe the Jews only wanted a calf. Midiachrini Lom, nothing else. So Asherah wouldn't work. Hamakra Ele Elohech Yisrael. What did Aaron say to the people? These are your gods. It means that shows that they really wanted a lot of different gods. So Ema called the Vahadi Egel Nitzaru, so maybe it should mean that only the things that were along with the Egel should become Asur. Or only the Asherot that around at the time of the Egel should be included. But Mikan Va'elech Nishtri, anything afterwards should be Mutter. The answer is Man Mocha, who could prove who could prove when they were planted and everything else. So there's no way to do it. So therefore, we have to burn all the Asherot down. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast Mishnah Vav with Avodah Zarah Shenichru Avda, and whether that constitutes Bitul. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.